Christopher. I like that name. It means Christ-bearer. Christos plus fer, which is Greek to carry or to bear. To carry Christ with us, to be a Christopher. It's a goal of each one of us who believe in Jesus Christ to carry him with us in our hearts. The Spirit of Christ, I pray that I would have this Spirit. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was the literal Christ bearer. She bore Jesus in her womb and literally carried our Lord. She's a remarkable young lady. When the word of the Lord came to her, she gave instant obedience. She didn't care that by offering her body to the Lord at his request, that she would face humiliation, that she might face the loss of the love of her life, her engaged husband, but she offered herself willingly and obediently to the Lord. Listen to the words of the evangelist Luke in his gospel, the first chapter, the 26th verse. The angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, you that are highly favored, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom shall there be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. And behold, your cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Let us pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for Mary, the obedient one, the one who heard your word and said, Here I am, look at me, I am your servant, I am your handmaiden. O Lord, I pray you would create that kind of a heart in me, a heart of obedience, a heart that wants to do your will, no matter what it might cost me personally, even if it may mean my life. I pray, O Lord God, that your Holy Spirit would transform my mind, that I might follow the wonderful example of this young woman, Mary, the mother of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.